But it was 2 years ago today that Katrina came to visit New Orleans. Alex Stone, ABC News, covered the aftermath in the days following the storm, and he is back in New Orleans today as part of the media herd.
The New Orleans Police Department is struggling to keep up. Headquarters is still in FEMA trailers, and there's not enough money to buy bulletproof vests or new patrol cars.
We're not pleased with the progress, nor are we satisfied of where we actually are.
Sergeant Joan Arcee says he and his fellow officers are making do, but things are so bad that when the one bathroom inside the headquarters trailer is locked after hours, it means officers have to use a bathroom at a local gas station. Alex Stone, ABC News, New Orleans.
2 years later, and they can't even get something like that fixed. Save New Orleans? For what? Now they've got
another hurricane.
French Quarter up and running again. Okay, fine. It's a theme park, but that's what it's been for years anyway. The rest of it's a sewer.
Well, the French Quarter wasn't even that badly hit. I mean,
no, because it's on higher ground.
Exactly. So there wasn't much of a problem there to begin with. But they're trying to fix the unfixable in the rest of the city. In the meantime, every politician in the country is pandering, spending billions of dollars and putting it in what? A rat hole.
These transplanted New Orleanians. Oh, this is my home. I've got to go back. No, you don't. People have moved all over the world throughout human history. You can do it, too. Get off your butt and go to work. Hey, we're number one. We're number one, and we're proud of it. We are number one as the most heavily armed nation on earth.